We have Atos up here, and we have Socrates behind him. Here we have Bezos up front. And we have Timbers back here. And everyone had a good lunch.
You ready to go?
I got a lot of new songs.
That's right here goes with this one here.
Yeah. I think. You're right.
I got several songs that you gave to me right afterwards. So I've given those to Tim. And hopefully, we're going to be able to get all of them today. I think we're going to try to figure out a way over the next couple of times to get together. Try to
see
as many of those as possible.
Okay.
The other thing, remember that today,
okay, good.
After today's session, we'll have a song being classed downstairs immediately following this workshop. Is there anything else? And then after Tim is finished, then I'd ask Dylan to close us in a word of prayer, and then we'll
do this. All right. Let's start with this. Blessed life. Vicki, how have you? Go ahead and do this.
You would. See if it says the
end. Oh, you can't see it? Okay. Someone else move the control for me? Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, that's better, I think, for seeing it. All right, we'll begin with this, one of them that was requested. Do, starts with the basses there. Ready? Let's go. Blessed, blessed, blessed are we, whom God has blessed with mercy, comfort, and peace, when we have humbly
his
name to confess, hungered and sought his righteous death. Blessed, blessed, blessed are we.
God is blessed with mercy, comfort, and peace. We have humbly sought his name to confess, hunger and sought his righteousness.
Blessed, blessed, blessed in hay.
God is blessed with mercy
and gentle. We are blessed with happiness. Blessed, 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 blessed are we. Was that new to some of you? All right, well, let me just say, how many of you know that song already? You already know it. Okay. The rest of you didn't know that? Let's go back. Let me have the remote. And I just want to go back to the beginning and just show, you know, some are hearing parts for the first time. And I just kind of show you where where it's all happening. Some of you, I mean, I take for granted that sometimes maybe I shouldn't do this, but that people already know this. But when we go back to the beginning, and now that we're talking about parts, bass, alto, tenor, and soprano, you'll notice here, the only ones, there's no one, who sings up here normally? I mean, who sings up here? Sopranos and altos. This is where their parts are. There's not any notes up here. So they're not singing at this part. But the only part that's singing is the basses. How do we know that's the basses? Because the stems are pointing down. That's the bass. If there was a stem pointing up here with this, it would say really tenors and basses are singing together. I would say probably most of you are singing tenor or singing that anyway, which is fine. Anybody can sing that. That's unison. So anyway, you only see one part on that first verse. In your songbook, it's telling you that. Matter of fact, let me just point out, 675, if you want to look quickly at a book, you'll notice here, again, I know that a lot of you know this already, but there's some that may not know, so I'll just explain this. on 675, the Blessed Life. It says there at the very, you have verse 2, 3, 4, 5, and then it says verse 1 through 5. That's, the basses are singing that same thing all the way through five times. But when you come around the second verse, it has in parentheses A for alto. So the altos come in, now we got a duet. Then the next verse, verse 3, it says A, comma T, alto, tenor. Tenor joins in with the altos and the basses. And then we get to verse 4, A, T, S. There's the sopranos are being now told to come in. And so you can see that in the music, but it also explains it in writing. So y'all, anybody have any question about that at all? Okay, someone said earlier to me a while ago, said, you know, when I started hearing, when we sang the soprano part only, and then we came back and we sang the alto, it was so different than the soprano that all of a sudden that person thought, you know, I see there's other parts here. When you hear something different than what you're familiar with, but yet it's been written in a way that it blends in good four-part harmony. So let's do it again, and let's go through the song one more time. And do, and I'll pick up the speed a little bit. Do, blessed, blessed, blessed are we. Blessed with mercy, comfort, and peace, when we have humbly name to confess, hungered and sought His righteousness, and we are blessed, blessed,
blessed are we. Blessed with mercy,
comfort, and peace, when we have humbly confess, hungered and sought His righteousness, and we are blessed. Sorry, I was delayed on moving that slide. I just thought about something. Again, I'm going to repeat something here, but in a little different way as far as these parts. I'd like for the basses only to sing their part, and then we're going to do something. I'm going to try something here. All right. Okay, basses right here. And then we get the end of it, stop. Do, blessed, blessed, blessed are we. Blessed with mercy, comfort, and peace.
We have humbly sought His name to confess.
Hungered and sought His righteousness. All right, that's the bass part. Then, here comes the alto. Let me just hear the alto only. Let me show you, to those who are not familiar with parts, here's where they're coming in. Do, mi, alto, sing just the altos. Pure in heart we see God is great and pure in holiness. Let's go back now and let's do that with the basses and the altos up to that point. All right, basses. Blessed, blessed, blessed are we.
Blessed with
mercy, comfort, and peace, when we have humbly
sought His name to confess,
hungered and sought His righteousness, and we are blessed, blessed,
blessed are we. God is blessed with mercy, and
God is
great, sought His name to confess,
hungered and sought His righteousness. Good, stop right there. Now, here comes the tenor. Tenor part comes in here now. See right here? Here are the tenor notes. Okay, just have the tenor only. Do, mi, so, poor in spirit, me and gentle, we are blessed with happiness. All right, now let's go back now. Let's put in, let's go all the way up to that point. And it sounds really good when we get the soprano in there, because then we got all four parts. All right, bassist. Blessed, blessed, blessed.
Are we? God is blessed with mercy, comfort, and peace. When we have humbly sought his name to confess,
hungered and sought his righteousness.
And we are blessed, blessed, blessed are we.
Now we've got three parts singing, but here comes the chorus. Great. Ado mi sol, do, soprano, soprano. Persecuted like our Lord and like the prophets, will we bless everybody. Rich in blessings from our God, we humbly seek his righteousness. Okay, that seems to be a good way to show how the parts work. Just kind of build on that, and building from the bass part up. Let's do one more, and then we'll get into some more work that I have planned here. A beautiful prayer has an alto lead in the chorus. I'll just throw this out. I assume all of you know this song. It's been around for a long time. Has an alto lead. I will sometimes remind the audience that this has an alto lead in the chorus so that they're aware. I don't do a lot of talking when I get up to lead singing, but sometimes as a reminder so that they're prepared to come out. This has an alto lead in the chorus. Or there's a bass lead in the chorus. Or a tenor. Not very often we have a tenor lead in the chorus, but altos, we have a lot of that, and basses. So, but you want to be sure you've got altos in the audience that can sing the part, or a bass for a bass lead. If you were singing that song, Beautiful Life, each day I'll do, you better hope you've got a bass in there and go, life's evening sun is sinking low. Otherwise, it's going to go, well, song just disappeared off the radar. So do you want to be sure you know your audience, who's going to be able to carry that out? I'm confident that you got altos that will carry this out. Do, do, alto, there's your note, basses, do. Alto? Sopranos? Tenor? Okay, now here's those two 16th notes. We got to get off them real quick. In the Bible, we read of a beautiful prayer, a prayer sent to heaven above.
You prayed by a heart that was
laden with care and filled with such wonderful love.
When the
Spirit was praying,
in the Garden of Gethsemane,
said, loving Father, if you will, let this cup pass from me.
I know he was thinking of the anguish of the bridge.
Deep was his sorrow, deep was his sorrow,
when Jesus was praying
alone. As he prayed there alone in such deep agony, it was a most beautiful prayer. So broken for me that he my great sorrow must share.
When
he was praying,
in the Garden of
Gethsemane, said, loving Father, if you will,
let this cup pass from me. I know he was thinking of the anguish of the
bring to his own. deep of this sorrow, deep of this sorrow, when he was praying alone. Very good, very good. Altos, you handle that very, very well. Now, as we go through songs that are new, please, if you're looking at your part, you're looking at the bass or the tenor or the alto, say, hey, raise your hand. Help us with that spot. That's time to do it. So let me help you do that. I don't think there's any problem on that song because you know it very well. Let me see what we have up next. I'll Walk with the King. Y'all know that one very well? Okay, good. Let's go ahead and do it. I think Jake is the one who recognizes us. That was you, okay. Do, so me, do, okay. Do, bass is do. You're way down here, bass. See how important it is to get the right pitch? That's low for me. Do, alto, me, so, tenor. Do, tenor, do, so. In sorrow I wandered, my spirit oppressed, but now I am happy, securely I rest. From morning till evening glad carols I sing. This is the reason I walk with the King. I walk with the King, hallelujah.
I walk with the King,
praise his name. No longer I roam, my soul faces home. I walk and I talk with the King. Oh, so near despair in the
lands of strife.
Look up and let Jesus come into your life. Joy of salvation to you he would bring. Into the sunlight and walk with the King. I
walk
with the King, hallelujah.
I walk with the King,
praise his name.
No
longer I roam, my soul faces home. I walk and I talk with the King. Very good. No night there. Okay, our key is E flat. Key of E flat. So what I did was I went over here to this electronic, this pocket tone. Do, there's E flat, E flat. There's three parts that have it. Who has that note? Sopranos, altos, basses. E flat, do. Where are the tenors? All right, good. Do. In the land of fadeless day lies the city four square. It shall never pass away, and there is no God shall wipe away all
tears. It's the dead soldier, no pain or fears. And they cry, my ears, my ears.
For there is
there
they need no sunshine bright. In that city four square, for the Lamb is all the light, and there is no night there. God shall wipe away all tears, death, no pain nor fears. And they count not time by years, for there is no night there. Okay, you probably noticed that when we got to the end of this verse, How many beats? If we're in a three-beat song, you'll notice that we aren't 3/4 time, three beats per measure. When we get to the end of the verse, and there is no night there, how many beats does that half note get? Two. Where is that in your beat pattern? Down, out. So when we get, this is one reason, another reason why the transition needs to go in a timely fashion, because there, God shall wipe. See, there's that God shall, right there at the top of beat three. That when we're counting about one and two and three, and this is one, two, three, and one. That's what that is. That God shall wipe. So that's why I didn't want to, you know, if you get there and you start holding that, then the songs will start dragging. You got to keep it moving. That's why those that are involved with the transitioning need to stay on top of it, so you don't let that song drag at all. Y'all picked up on it pretty well. That came up as a question last night with the men. What do you do when the congregation holds a note and you want to keep going? Yeah, I said, well, you just keep going, because I tell you, when you come back around next time, they're going to be with you, because they know what you want to do. Then we got third verse. Y'all follow me better on that third verse. So, all right, let me see what else. This is a good way of teaching this as well, some things we've already talked about. Now, here's a song that's probably new to many of you. I Close My Eyes. How many of you know this song? Oh, okay. I'd like to get to one you don't know, okay? All right, I Close My Eyes. Key of E, and so here's what E sounds like. E, that's do, home base. But now, what note are we going to start on for everybody? So, do, so, so do, do. Okay. My prayer, Jehovah, hear. My entreating, thy faithfulness give ear. Righteousness reply. No God have I but thee. To do thy will, thy spirit's good lead on. On even pathway still, I close my eyes, see His majesty. Close my eyes and feel His love for me. I trust in Thee,
O cause of me to hear Thy loving kindness ring when morning doth appear. Make me to know Thy way wherein my path should be.
Very good. See, now when I get to the end of a song, and if there's any movement there with altos and tenors, I'm going to give them that little extra direction there so that they can follow along. That way they know when to move. But again, you're the leader. You lead them through that. Okay, Todd?
Back to the beginning of the chorus.
Okay.
Then the end of the next slide back. where you see this, the tenor sound.
Yeah.
Then on the beginning of the chorus, they have
a natural.
Can you explain that?
Yeah, it's coming back. It's coming back. This what does a sharp do? It goes up half step up. So here's that part going, do mi so, I lift up to thee. And then it gets back to the natural. I close. That's where you started. I close. See, at the very beginning of the song, that's where y'all started, tenors, wasn't it? Y'all started on note. Because that is your that's your B natural. But over here, you're going, da 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 dee. I close my eyes. I just want to say, tenors, that all that movement y'all did throughout, y'all had a lot of it, more so than the altos. I was listening, and y'all did that very, very well. There's only one thing I thought where I thought maybe somebody might have been trying to come off of that. I close my eyes. That's not the way it's written, but that's the only thing I heard in the tenor that seemed like it was a little bit foreign to what was written. Okay, tenors. I close my eyes and feel love for me. Altos. You need a little more. Okay. I just thought y'all were really good, but changed my mind on that. Okay. All right. I do the chorus, everybody. Do, do. Do, so. So, so, do, mi, so. I close my eyes.
I see.
Y'all follow very well. All right. Passion for my... I'm just going to go ahead and go through these. All the songs that were given to me before lunch, let's just go through them. A passion for my God. No. Now, let's... Before I do that. Okay. Who's starting this song? Sopranos and altos. See, the stem is going up for sopranos. Stem's coming down for the altos. What are the basses and tenors doing? What are the tenors and basses doing? Yeah, over here right now, resting, okay? They're over here just, you know, back here just kind of like, okay, just wake us up when you're ready for us to come in, right? All right. Then they come in right here. Here's where they're coming in. And you're going to hear that to those of you that are learning about parts, singing, you're going to hear parts coming in on this as well. Okay. Do, mi, so. Somebody help me out. Do mi so. Not too high. Do mi so. La. Do re mi fa so la. This is unusual starting on a la, okay? But it happens. Do mi so la. We'll take it slowly. I have a passion for my God. I have a passion for my God. He is first in my life. First in my life. He is first in all I do. The essence of all good. The source that's true. How many of you know this song? Okay, we have not very many. Okay, let's go back to that again with the soprano part only. Here, right here. Do, do, mi, so, la. I have a... Okay, wait a second. Let me ask song leaders. What beat do we come in on this song? On the end of three. One and two and three and. One and two and three. I have a... So when you're leading that, you have to kind of have a little pop in your wrist. Okay. Do, mi, so, la. I have a passion for my God. I have a passion for my God. Wait a minute. He is first in my heart. He is first in my life. He is first in all I do. The essence of all good.
The source of all that's
true. All right, let's put in the parts the best you can now. Though, and then if you have any question about it, raise your hand, and we'll go over whatever you want to. Do mi sol la. Okay. I have a passion for, I have a passion
for, I have a passion for my God. For my God.
He's the all of my heart. He's the all of my life. He's the all that I pursue, my God, by every breath, must be for you. Okay, I thought they had another verse in it. Let's go back and do it again. Let's do it again. Is that an E? Somebody just hit an E? Did y'all do it? Todd? I think we might have flattered a little bit.
Well, you're going, usually don't we go up to the upper do and then come down the la?
Yeah, you can. You can go up there, do, come in. Do, do, la. Do. You can go do, mi, so, do, la. Yeah, however you want to do it. Whatever works best for you as a leader. I do, mi, so, la. Do, la. Ready? I have a passion for my God. I have a passion
for my
God. He is first in my heart. He is first in my life. He is first in all I do. The essence of the sword of all that's true. I have a passion for my God. I have a passion for my God. He's the all of my heart.
He's the all of my life.
He's the all that I pursue. My God, by every breath, must be for you. The reason why we get off of that pretty quick, you, is it's got a flag on it. That note, the stem, if it had just without the flag, it'd be you. But with the flag, you, it's an eighth note. It just get off of it quicker. You're not comfortable with it?
Well, I have a tendency to want to go somewhere else.
Where do you want to go? where are you referring to?
In the chorus. Go back here. You're going too far.
Maybe you're on another song.
Right there.
There's no chorus.
He's the all.
Okay. Do mi so, do mi.
Hitting that E.
Oh, I got you. Okay. Well, let's go back here. Do me. He's the all of my life. He is all that I pursue. Yeah, that's a little tricky interval. Re to fa is always tricky. Do, re, re, fa, re, fa. But you know, we're used to doing do, mi, so, re, fa. So you're having to jump from a fa down to a re back to a fa. So that's why it's a little tricky there. So when you're singing it, the syllables, me, me, fa, 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 re, fa, me, fa. Sometimes it's easier for me to go back and just sing the syllables because, you know, doing that. But that's from doing it a lot. All right, the altos, let me hear the altos on this slide. Do me, he's the all of my life, he the all. Okay, here we got this is going to hold this a little bit longer than our quarter note would be. All that I pursue. Again, he's the all of my life. He's the all
that I pursue.
Okay, good. Now put everybody in together. Do, bass is do, mi, alto, sol, do. He's the all of my life. He's the my God, my every breath,
and love must be
for you. All right, good. We are one. I was in a meeting, a gospel meeting last week in Taylor, South Carolina, and they told me before I came, they said, our theme of the year is unity. We're doing all we can to have just talk about unity. We're having lessons about it. We like to sing songs about it, and I want to know if they knew this song, and they didn't know this one. I said, well, this is a good one to learn about being one. Any of you know this song? We are one. Well, there's a few, but not very many. Very good. Okay, I need to stop asking that question. Just go with it here. Well, to those of you that you're not familiar with it, let's listen though to the melody. Soprano, sir.
Yeah, real quick, Joe. I don't have Joe. I understand the note. Got all that, and I do the soprano, and I do well. All of a sudden, I want to drop down to bass or, you know, tenor. How do I stay?
Are you singing the melody most of the time? Is that what you're singing? What you're in? Well, you just get near, just stay close to the melody, and just stay with them, with the melody, the soprano part. Yeah, that's soprano part. Yeah, usually the melody is the sopranos are singing the melody probably 98% of the time. They're singing the melody. Sometimes, now a while ago we were singing blessed, blessed, blessed are we. Basses had the melody. And that might have been what you wanted to sing. And that's okay. That's fine. But sometimes other parts will carry the melody. Sometimes the altos do, but most times sopranos. So you're in the right spot back here. All right. Okay, we are one. Do, so. It goes like this. In the body of the Lord. I know. Let's do this. Okay, those of you that know it, if you want to sing your part, sing it softly. And let me just come out strong with the melody. But y'all go ahead and sing. That'd be a good idea. I heard a little bit of a harmony there, and I like that. Okay. Do, do, bass, do, mi. Sing real lightly. Do, so. Okay. In the body of the Lord, we are bound in unity. Just as we are one with God, you are all so part of me. We are one as we serve in truth and perfect love. All united in the mind with Him above. All right, come out now. We are members United. made in the mind with him above. Thus we buried others' loads
till we rest with him above.
This is the part. All together we can serve, joined in labor, faith, and love. We are one as we serve in truth and perfect love. All united in the mind with him above. Now that last note, I was holding it. Above. Oh, okay. See, they're all moving. Their altos are going above. And you're holding that note right out there.
Okay.
Above, mind with him above. That's the note you're to be hitting. All right, everybody do that right there. Mind with him above. That's it. Yeah. Yeah. That sounded good. Yeah. As long as you get with someone that's strong, strong voice. Yeah. And that will. Just listen to that part over there. Hold my hand, number 55.
Can you go back?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Right there, see the jump on perfect love?
Okay. Yeah, there's a little, okay, good thing to bring out. Right here, sopranos, altos, and tenors, they're holding that note, perfect love. But the tenors, see, their stems are going up here. They're not hitting a three-quarter note. They're hitting a half note. But what they're hitting is equivalent to that value that they're hitting right here. Perfect love. So there's a little bit of movement there in the tenor part. You want to do that with me? Okay, let's go back here, Todd. Let's go back to the beginning. We are one as we serve in truth and perfect love. Okay, let's do it again. Let me just have Todd. Todd, okay, Vicky, you sing alto, and I'll sing the melody, and you sing tenor, the three of us.
Oh.
No, Todd, just you. Okay. No, Joe, that's fine. Y'all can do it with us. Y'all sing the, you two sing the tenor right here. Okay, Vicky, sing the alto, please. Okay, don't you? We are one as we serve in truth and okay, I'm on the tenor.
Okay.
All right. Serve in truth and perfect love. Did y'all notice a little difference? If you did, I didn't. Okay. Perfect love. Okay. Okay, let's go back to the beginning, everybody, and I'm going to get with the tenor part. Okay. We are one.
As we serve in truth.
And
perfect love.
No, I'm sorry, I missed it. Okay, here's where we need to beat the pattern. Perfect love. That's it right there. Okay, beat the time, everybody, at the beginning. We're going to start on beat three. We are one as we serve in truth and perfect love. All united in the mind with him above. Okay, I didn't realize that. That's a little tricky part. Okay, any other question? All right.
Okay, last time when we got louder, there was an F. This time there's no F, but you guys got louder on We Are One. Why?
Sometimes songs just cry out for it without it even being noted. And probably Glenda Shells wrote this song, and she She probably knew it didn't even need to have that indication. He just sort of cries out. Because when I go back to the verses, thus we bear each other. I mean, when you look at all the verses of this song, they're all sounding like, when you serve where I cannot, I rejoice in what he's planned. It just, when you get to that chorus, it just makes you want to come out. You know, we are one. So when I'm leading it, I kind of lead it kind of tender on the verse. And then when I get to the chorus, it's like, I just come out. And I tell you what, even kids want to come out. Our grandson, when he's about 5 years old, I heard him over everyone in that building on that We Are One. You remember that, Vicky? I can hear him right now. When we sang that, I can hear that little five-year-old voice coming out as strong as could be on that We Are One. And it's so sometimes the markings are not there, but they just kind of just cries out for it. Does that help at all? Okay. Yeah, you're right. We came out every time. But I didn't have to really say anything about it. I think people just kind of naturally wanted to do it. Okay, any other question? Okay. But you mean at the end of the song?
Yeah.
You mean like right here?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, right here, we're all singing. There's no resting there at that spot. I mean, we just have to. What we have to do is tank up with a lot of air to get through that. Sometimes we have to take. Well, we need to be taking good breaths all the time, but to support that all the way to the end. And another thing, when I'm leading it or anybody leading it, being that you're holding that out so long. I mean, how many beats is that being held out, folks? Okay, how many? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. And then we get ready to go back to the next deal. You got to re-tank up. You got to tank up with plenty of air to get that. All right, let me go now to the to another one. Hold My Hand, 55. Do. Okay, we're going to sing the soprano. I'm going to get back here with the soprano part. The rest of y'all, if you want to join in with your part, go ahead, but real softly. Second verse, then come out. Do, mi, do, basses, do, mi, do, so. No, y'all sing softly, but I want the melody to be heard. Do, mi, Lord, keep me all the way. Hold my hand, stay by me all the day. Hold my hand when storms of life their thunderous roars unleash. Show me that thou art near, stay by me, hold my hand. Keep me from all harm's way, hold my hand. Watch o'er me lest I stray.
Stay by me,
keep me, Lord.
Okay. Y'all did that really well. I was really listening for the melody, the soprano, and y'all really did that really well, going up or hitting that where that note is sharp. Yeah, that came across really well. Tenors have a really tough part right in here. Basses is a little tough too. There's some really difficult areas, but we can work on it again tomorrow. But let's go over it again one more time, and then we'll move on. But I know that that's a difficult spot. Lord, heart can't understand. Okay, heart can't understand. It's just really kind of tough. You got to really know those intervals. Oh, let's go on now. Let me go to another one. God of Prayer, 118. Do, do, bass is do, mi, so, tenor, do. Okay, all parts lightly on the first verse, soprano come out. God Almighty, God around me, be my presence everywhere. Nearer since the day you found me, so near, oh God of Prayer. Let me slow it down a little bit. God all loving, all forgiving, who could know the hours we share, endless pleading, full thanksgiving. And I so long in prayer. Father, when you take my spirit, grant me strength for one last prayer. Faint it be, though you would hear it. God be there. Okay, y'all did that very well. Any spot in there that you want me to go back over? Any part?
Measures.
I'm sorry?
Measures.
Last measure?
Last couple measures.
Okay. Hear me then, oh. Hear me then, oh God be there. Okay, like if you were singing the syllables, you'd go do la so do so fa mi re do. Yeah, altos. Do, hear me then. Okay, now let me just hear this side over here. Do, hear me then. Okay, one more time.
Hear me then, oh God, be then.
Put the tenor now. Do it, tenor.
Hear me then,
oh
God, be then.
Do that again now.
Hear me then,
oh
God, be.
Put in the bass.
Hear me.
Okay, good. All right, good job. Any other spot? Oh, question over here. Okay. That's kind of just a break. Kind of when you're, let me see that. It'd be God so near. Oh, it's kind of like getting a breath, but just kind of it's meant to have a break right there, but without changing the tempo. Okay, just kind of a, oh, da, 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 da. Hallelujah, Lord. Key of E flat, you notice right here, E flat. Do, do, bass is do, alto, mi, sol, mi. Okay, not too fast, as it says up there. Alleluia, Lord. Alleluia, oh Lord. Do that again. Do, do, bass is out, do, mi, so, mi. Alleluia, Lord. Alleluia, oh Lord. In this dark world below, in the land of the fallen, where dreams all fade, at the ending of life's day, there is hope, there is peace for the soul downtrodden in the one who is the true and living way. Alleluia, Lord, we have seen your glory, the exalted Son, in whose name we pray. Alleluia, Lord, by your grace and mercy, lead us safely home to live with you one day. Alleluia, Lord. Alleluia, oh Lord. In this veiled realm below, in the land of the sightless, where truth lies hidden beneath the heart of stone,
there is life.
For your path, if you walk in the brightness, the one who guides us from his heavenly throne. Alleluia, Lord, we have seen your glory, the exalted Son, in whose name we pray. Alleluia, Lord.
By your
grace and mercy, lead us safely home to live with you one day. Alleluia, Lord. Alleluia, oh Lord. Okay, I held a little bit longer, because I was waiting it to kind of resolve there. It wasn't quite getting there, and finally it did. It locked in. Anyway, it sounded really good. That's a difficult song. I don't know how many, have y'all done that here at all? Okay, you may decide not to do it again. But no, no, really, it's got some really, it's pretty. It really is. It's got some moving parts. But I'm going to stay on schedule. It's 3 o'clock. So I'm going to turn it back over to Rob. Or, Any other question? Yeah, go ahead.
Quick question. So there's the dots on the lines. Some of them are close together. Some of them there's one. Some of them there's two. And further space, closer space. What's the difference? Some of them we hold the notes, some
of them
we go right through them.
Are you talking about on this slide right here?
Yeah, there's a right up there at the end, but then there's some on the other slides as well. Can you go back a couple slides?
Just tell me where to stop.
He's just talking about this. So, stuff right here, back one on me. So, underneath on the bottom line, under heavily, there's the two dots on the bottom. Then on the soprano and alto one, there's the two that are close together. Then up on the top lines, they're kind of reversed. There's two close together on the bass and tenors.
These are a little bit farther apart. Well, that's just that chord there. The basses are hitting a sol. A T in the alto, fa in the tenor. In other words, that chord, a chord. I'm trying to think of another word. But anyway, that harmonizes that chord right there of all four parts. But they're all holding at the same amount of time. They're not. One's not holding it longer than the other. Everybody's. In other words, here goes. Guides us from his heavenly. From his heavenly throne, from his heavenly throne. Everybody's singing that same rhythm pattern with that dot right next to it. Right. But the there's a ray there and a T for the alto. Now, when you say dots are closer, you mean this one here is close to that one?
Right.
And that one's farther?
Right.
That doesn't mean anything.
Okay, because it seems like on some of them, might be explaining it incorrectly, but it seems like sometimes we do hold a note on the dots, then on other dots, we don't hold a note.
Okay. Huh?
Hold us for dotted, 8th or 16th in a dotted.
Oh, I got you. Yeah. Yeah, this is a 3/8 note or dotted 1/8 note, and sometimes you might have it on a quarter note, dotted quarter, 3/8, or you might have a 3/16 note. Yeah, I follow what you're saying now. Really, as we go through this, right here. Walk, don't mi sol la, walk in the brightness of the one who guides us from his heavenly throne. Yeah, that right there, I'm trying to think back to another. Let me find another one here where it might be there. Well, maybe not on this song. Not on this song. I'll have to show you, but I'm glad you brought that out. I can concentrate on doing that, explain that tomorrow. Okay, with that, yeah, I'll give you some examples that we can go through. But again, on this rhythm here, in the veiled realm below, say that with me. In other words, when you have these dots by these, either a note without a flag or with a flag, it's going to be a little different in your rhythm pattern. You go, in this veil realm below, in the land of the sightless. See, don't park on the 16th note. Sightless, where truth lies hidden beneath the heart of stone, there is light for your path, and you walk in the brightness of the one who guides us from his heavenly throne. Alleluia, Lord, we have seen your glory, the exalted Son, in whose name we pray. Alleluia, Lord, by your grace and mercy, lead us safely home to live with you one day. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, oh Lord. Okay, I know what you're talking about now, but I'll give a reason for that tomorrow. Okay, Rob. Oh, you have a question? Okay.
So it happened about 5 songs ago. I should have asked then, but
okay.
On this particular, I brought No Tears in Heaven. The very last note, it's got 2 bass lines. How do you know which one?
Oh, either one.
Either one.
Yeah, if you're feeling really bassy that day, you can go down and hit the low one. Okay, he's talking about 2:14, No Tears in Heaven. You have an option. There's a low do and there's a high do. That's an octave. Hit either one and you're okay. Either one. Yeah, I would hit the high one because I'm not a bass, so I'd hit that one. But anyway, good. I wasn't planning on doing this, but I've enjoyed doing. I don't normally do this, but you all are really blessed to have as many good singers as you have here, and so this has allowed us to do this. So what I had planned for this hour, I'm going to bump it tomorrow afternoon, so we'll just see how that goes. But I sure don't mind going through songs that you'd like to learn and start using here. I mean, that's fine with me, too. So turn over to you, Rob.
Okay. Right, just a reminder, song leaders, song worship leaders. I have that, too. Song worship leaders will be right downstairs right after Gilman's prayer.